blocking regulations on greenhouse gases. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 4 years ago that the Environmental Protection Agency has the authority to regulate planet-warming greenhouse gases if the agency found those gases are a threat to human health and safety. In 2009, the EPA found greenhouse gases are a threat, and the agency started taking steps to regulate emissions from industries such as coal-burning power plants. For months now, many members of Congress have been trying to block the EPA from doing that. The latest people to climb on board are from Michigan, Republican Representative Fred Upton and Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. Fred Upton chairs the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee. He not only wants to stop the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases, he wants to repeal the EPA's scientific finding that greenhouse gases are harmful. Ryan Werder is the political director for the nonpartisan group Michigan League of Conservation Voters. He says since he was appointed chair, Congressman Upton has shifted to the right politically.
He was always a good, moderate, reliable voice before when he said that climate change was a reality and something that we had to consider. He suddenly removed that from his website and acts as if climate change is non-existent.
Werder says Senator Debbie Stabenow is also under pressure. Stabenow wants to delay the EPA's regulations for 2 years, and she wants to protect Michigan's agriculture and auto industries.
She's worried about her reelection, and she's trying to do her best to make sure that the utilities and industries and autos and everybody are happy.
The bottom line? Some of Michigan's members of Congress are trying to stop the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases anytime soon, if ever. This is the Environment Report. The wolves on Isle Royal in Lake Superior could be in trouble. For 53 years, researchers from Michigan Tech have been studying the island's wolf and moose populations. This year, they found there are fewer wolves, just 16, and only a couple of females that can still have babies. Rolf Peterson has been studying the wolves for more than four decades, and he joins me now to talk about this. So what's happening to the female wolves?
In late 2009, six of the 10 females that we had in the population died. And so that was just an unusual, presumably a fluke. Only one of those females was radio collared, and she died in a very unusual way. She died giving birth.
So what's the outlook for the existence of wolves on Isle Royal?
Well, it could be just a little hurdle they have to jump through, but it also could mean the beginning of the end if those one or two females should die without giving birth to a female. And if neither of the two pups that we thought were present this winter are female, then that's it. The population would go extinct because there were no females.
Do you think people should intervene?
Or not yet, no. As long as there's a chance that the existing population can pull it off, it would be worthwhile to let them go.
So the wolves keep the island's moose in check, and you found that the moose population is currently around 500 animals. If the wolves go extinct, what would happen to the moose?
Oh, they'd increase. They'd increase to the point where they starved to death catastrophically.
You've spent so much of your life living on Isle Royal, studying the wolves and the moose on the island. What, if anything, surprises you?
Almost everything that happens there surprises me. We're almost unable to predict the short-term future. And I guess the resiliency of wolves in general does usually surprise me. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they pulled out of this one. But exactly how they're going to do it is what's fascinating.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you, Noel.
Rolf Peterson is a research professor at Michigan Tech University. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.